Welcome to the Declutter Empress Radio Podcast, a podcast to help you create a functional space wherever you roam. I am your host, Daria, and today we will discuss how to make your home your oasis.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing out there? Are you spring breaking yet? I'm not quite there yet, but I know I'll get there. It's been cold here. I'm ready for summer. Skip right over spring, head to summer. One of the things that I thought about when it comes to vacation time, no one wants to feel exhausted from vacation. It's exciting up until the point where you're packing, or maybe not for everyone, because I know sometimes packing can be a drain. But there is that excitement that's in the air when you're getting ready to go and spend time with family or friends or just getting away from it all. The point of vacation is to vacate, which comes from the Latin word vacatio, meaning to be free, have leisure, or be empty, which is what many of us, I shouldn't say many, but I think sometimes we dread, a lot of us may dread returning. And when we do return, we end up feeling more exhausted and wiped out, which defeats the purpose. I remember coming home and talking with a friend who was just came back from vacation. She said, "I'm just so exhausted. I'm tired." And I'm like, "Didn't you just have a vacation?" But she was still tired. And that's where that dread comes from, when we think that we're running away from stuff and we go on vacation only to return home feeling sorry or feeling more tired when the vacation ends for a variety of reasons, whether it's going back to a job you don't like, getting out of a relationship, getting back into a boring routine, or even, like I said earlier, unpacking. There was a period of time when I used the excuse that I've got to take a vacation from the vacation. No. This was only an excuse for me to escape, which isn't at all healthy. So I changed my mind and stopped saying this. When I eased into my vacation and eased my way back into my oasis space, I felt relief. And you can too. So today, I'm going to share how we can tackle the dread of unpacking, which doesn't have to be an awful ordeal. It definitely helps if you're already in a clutter-free space. But in case you aren't, here's a quick and simple solution to get rid of those unpacking woes. Keep in mind that these solutions also help with the staycation too. It's so funny because I saw a TikTok where a woman packed up her suitcase. She shut down her computer, went into and rolled her suitcase to another room of her house that was filled with plants and books. It was like her own little oasis she created for herself, and I loved it. It was so cute. So here are some tips to help you to get away from that dread of, oh my gosh, I've got to take a vacation from the vacation. First up, don't pressure yourself to get unpacked upon your return. Allow that suitcase to sit in a quiet corner undisturbed. Now, this may sound woo-woo, but take a deep breath and get settled in. Trust me, it helps. Believe me, it works. Release the stress of going down the never-ending to-do list of things to do. The second thing is, a few days before your trip, go to the grocery store depending on how long you're going to be gone. If it's a weekend, stock up on a few dry good items like cereal, stuff that can be in the freezer. Of course, no fresh fruit. Add the fresh stuff to your grocery list and post it to your refrigerator before you leave so you'll know what to do upon return. This way, your mind will be at ease instead of having to think about all the food the family is going to eat upon return. In fact, put this list on the Notes app on your phone and set it up as a reminder. Set it and forget it until you receive that pop-up reminder. The third thing is, Hopefully, you've already planned out the important three priorities for your day and week in your planner at work. So if you have some projects that you've got to get done, before you even leave for that vacation, write it down. Because it's so easy to forget the tasks or projects that need to get done upon return. So it's always a good idea to jot them down first before takeoff. And last, fourth thing, get the family involved too. Have your partner, even the kids, involved in getting these priorities down. Give the kiddies a heads up that upon return, we're going to order in, because who wants to start meal prepping on the day of or even after return? Make it fun and have a theme. Turn the return home into a celebration and give them something to look forward to locally a few days after. Don't go traveling far off from home to find a quick eat. Perhaps a low-key day in the park, or a local fair, concerts, or an outdoor activity to just bask in the sun, weather permitting, and relax. Have a bike day, a roller skating day. You get my drift, if it's not too much. So these are just a few things to help you overcome those post-vacation blues. If you have additional tips on how you conquered the blues, share them with the community in the comments. And until next time, take great care of yourselves and live clutter-free. I'll talk with you soon. Oh, and before I forget, Declutter Empress Radio also has a YouTube channel. So head on over there for new content. It's going to be some exciting things I'll share, and you'll also get to see me in action. But you can also continue to subscribe to this podcast or subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye.
Well, that wraps up this episode. Thank you for listening to the Declutter Empress Radio Podcast. My name is Daria. If you enjoyed this episode, I would like you to do two things. One, share it with a friend, a family member, or anyone who you think would benefit from listening to this podcast. And two, feel free to leave a rating or a comment. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, take great care of yourselves and live clutter-free. Talk with you soon.